keeping Christ-centered care clear without becoming pushy. Pet-assisted chaplaincy must remain Christ-centered, but it must do so without becoming pushy. That balance matters. If a chaplain becomes vague and never brings spiritual care into view, the ministry may shrink into little more than kind animal visitation. But if a chaplain becomes forceful, hurried, or overly verbal, the ministry loses trust and begins to feel manipulative. The animal can make this balance more delicate. Why? Because the presence of an animal often lowers defenses. People may feel more open, more emotionally available, and less guarded. That can be a gift. But lowered defenses are not permission for spiritual pressure. In fact, they place a greater moral responsibility on the chaplain to move carefully. Christ-centered care means the chaplain remembers who they are and what the ministry is for. The chaplain is not merely offering companionship. The chaplain is not merely sharing a pleasant dog. The chaplain is not merely creating emotional warmth. The chaplain is there as a minister of Christ's presence, peace, truth, and hope. But Christ-centered care does not mean forcing spiritual language into every paragraph of conversation. It means carrying a clear spiritual identity and responding faithfully when the moment truly allows it. This might look like offering prayer by permission, sharing a short scripture at the right time, speaking gently about God's comfort, naming hope without preaching over pain, or answering a spiritual question simply and clearly. It may also look like restraint. Sometimes the clearest Christ-centered act is not to speak more, but to refuse manipulation, to stay present without pushing, to respect freedom, to let the encounter unfold honestly. That, too, reflects the character of Christ. A pushy style often shows up in subtle ways. The chaplain asks leading questions too soon. The chaplain turns every comment into a spiritual lesson. The chaplain prays without permission. The chaplain uses the warmth created by the animal to move faster than trust can carry. The chaplain seems more committed to getting a spiritual response than to serving the person truthfully. These habits weaken ministry. They may produce outward compliance, but they do not build honest trust. Keeping Christ-centered care clear means the chaplain stays grounded in both conviction and restraint. Conviction says, I am here as a minister of Jesus Christ. I do believe prayer matters. I do believe scripture matters. I do believe people need more than temporary comfort. Restraint says, I will not force this. I will not manipulate tenderness. I will not confuse access with permission. I will not use the animal to gain artificial spiritual leverage. When those two things stay together, the ministry becomes both faithful and believable. Sometimes this means the spiritual content will be very simple. A short blessing, a sentence of hope, a brief prayer, a scripture line, a kind answer to a question about God. The chaplain does not need to do everything at once. Spiritual care often works best when it is offered in forms the person can actually receive. And sometimes the most Christ-centered part of the visit may be the chaplain's tone, calm, honest, non-anxious, reverent, free from pressure. That kind of presence reflects something true about the Lord we serve. Pet-assisted chaplaincy should never hide Christ, but it should never push Christ in a way that distorts his character. Christ-centered care is clear, but it is not aggressive. It is truthful, but it is not manipulative. It is spiritually awake, but it is patient. That is the kind of spiritual care that remains strong in the presence of the animal.